Todd David and his wife Misty have gone from successful business people to icons. Cadillac, C-A-T-T-L-E-A-C-K, Cadillac Barbecue. I know you've heard of it. You've probably had it. And a lot of institutions are now saying it's the best, second best, third best barbecue in the state of Texas, and maybe the world. It's got to make Todd David happy. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So you're a recovering businessman. I mean, you had a business, for 30 years?
I had a business for over 30 years and tried to reduce that down to work less. And now I'm working more.
So, but does this count? And you were successful. I mean, it was a big restoration business, and everybody called upon you when there was a disaster. You saw people at their worst. But are you reinventing yourself?
No, I mean, I didn't plan to be doing what I'm doing. Before, we worked with fire, water, and smoke.
Yeah.
Today, we're still working with fire, water, smoke, but putting them all to good use. And so the idea was to get out of what we were doing and to have something to do was to take a hobby that I was doing a little bit then and make the hobby more. So that's why we started in the catering business, because we could work when we wanted for who we wanted. And that's why we're in this funky location. Everybody's like, why are you off the main road? Because we thought we were coming here to cater.
So we're talking about Farmers Branch, Dallas, that sort of area between Midway and Inwood. But the whole world seems to have found you. And I mean, you get by, opening like 2 or 3 days a week, and you have long lines, and then you just close down the rest of the week?
We do. I mean, we're not trying to do the status quo, be a restaurant. We came here to cater, and then out of a lot of demands from people we catered from, we decided to open on Fridays to serve the public. And people are always like, well, why are you only open 2 days a week? And the truthful answer is because 1 day a week when we tried that would not pay the bills. And so to stay in the black, that's how we came up with 2 days.
So you're open Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry. Thursday. Did I say Friday and Saturday? Yeah. Thursday and Friday and the first Saturday of the month.
So is there ever any chance that you're going to turn into a real – because the demand is there. Everybody loves your barbecue.
Absolutely. Yeah, people would love for us to be here more. The area that we're in during the week, yeah, they need lunch.
Yeah.
And you know how busy Addison gets. And so we could. Will we? I don't use the word never. It's a possibility. My wife and I talk about this all the time. We talk about if we should open every Saturday instead of one Saturday. But we've never push that envelope yet. We enjoy this as a hobby still, even though we put in a lot of hours. To me, I have fun doing it. She enjoys it. She does it really to help me. If Misty had her druthers, we wouldn't be selling barbecue. She'd be on the beach somewhere and playing with dogs. So this is something I enjoy, and the more successful we've been at it, the more fun you have with it, obviously. And we've been very lucky with the Daniel Vons of the world and people like that have made us known worldwide. And so people come here from all over the world.
So you were telling me there are people that stay at the Westin up here at Galleria, and the Galleria sends them down here to you?
They will. A lot of the concierge around this area, when people are like, we're in Texas, first thing everybody wants to do in Texas, go get barbecue.
Yeah.
And to certain hotels, like you said, we're the closest barbecue joint to go to. So we've had some walk over here, some take Uber, some take the shuttles that the hotels have, and come over here all the time to eat. We get a lot of out-of-town people.
You know, one of the things you have going for you, one of the many things you have going for you, is your business experience. I mean, for 30 years, you ran a business, a restoration. You know how to delegate and hire people and pay your vendors and when to string them out and all that sort of stuff. That, at least that background must have really helped you.
The business background helped, and the not being in the restaurant business helped. Because, again, I haven't done any status quo stuff. I haven't done the way other businesses, restaurant businesses do. I'm not open their hours. I don't have their ways of doing things. I do it from a business standpoint, from a profit standpoint, and service, and that kind of stuff of what makes sense. So I opened only the hours that I thought people eat lunch and not all day. And we focused on service. We focused on high quality. I buy the best meat I can, the best foods I can, go through the procedures that I think you should to make the stuff really well. And so we end up with a product that we're not comparing to someone else's. And we're not looking at, well, how do we lower food cost? We're looking at how do we give better food? And so some of the direction I go, it all comes from that business background of, well, how do you be the best at service and quality? And the customers will follow, I think, in any type of business if you have service and quality.
But when you've got lines down the block, I mean, down to the end of the block, during the few hours that you were open, I mean, I wouldn't think you've had a lot of opportunity to interact with your customers or anything else. You just got to get them fed and out of the line.
You know, that's one of the biggest challenges, because I'm so concerned about that line. And I wouldn't want to wait in it, and I hate that people have to wait in it. And we've done everything that we know of at this point without building a new building to try to move that line as quick as we can. And we do. We'll serve on an average 400 to 500 people in 3 hours. So that's moving at a pretty good rate. But yes, they have questions. They want to talk. I want to converse with them. It's all about their experience. That's what they're here for. Part of their experience is the food they eat. Part of it is getting to ask barbecue questions. So our system is pretty fast. I do get to talk to them. When we do Saturdays, I have a class for an hour beforehand where they can come out to the pit and ask questions. And I try to visit with folks as much as I can.
Look, I mean, you maintain that this is a hobby, and it's a good hobby. But you've also, I guess, tripled in size at least since you've been out here. I mean, don't you see this as something that you're going to, you know, pass on to your kid one day or something?
My son has no interest in being in the barbecue business. He's cool with what he does in Austin. And we get investors all the time that, yes, they want to do that. I have a few employees that would like to do that. And I don't want to spend more time than I currently do. My wife and I have a real balanced life. We enjoy that. We travel a little bit. We have a good time with a lot of things. We like to be at our home and stuff like that. So I don't see us looking to grow a business. I've done that once before. And so it will probably happen, though, and I will probably help it, but I won't be the driving force behind it.
You know, you've got your priorities in line. So let me ask you one last question. So when you and Misty go out to eat, where do you go? What do you like to eat?
We like to eat sushi. we love to go to Whistle Britches and get chicken. It's near the house. Great chef. Pizza. Yeah. We actually, probably our favorite pizza place, coincidentally, is a place called Cadillac Pizza in McKinney, Texas.
That's what you need. We need smoked pizza, and fried chicken would be great smoke. Todd David is the impresario behind Cadillac Barbecue. Thanks for spending some time
with us. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.